This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish Abraham. The Lok Sabha has passed the anti-paper leak bill proposing tougher penalties and fast-track courts to curb exam malpractices yesterday. The bill seeks to amend the Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Act 2024. The Public Examinations Prevention of Unfair Means Amendment Bill 2026 incorporates several significant provisions, including stringent penalties such as imprisonment for up to 10 years, fines of up to 10 crore rupees, and the seizure of the properties of convicted offenders. The legislation mandates that every state government and union territory administration establish special fast-track courts for the day-to-day trial. Replying to the discussion on the bill, Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh said the amendment in the bill has been brought to make the law more stringent and ensure speedy justice in paper leak cases. Dr. Singh criticized Leader of the Opposition and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi for using unparliamentary language, saying it is inappropriate and unfortunate. Earlier, participating in the discussion, Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said the students' protest on the NEET issue was not violence or hatred, but a deep expression of the youth, and all political parties must respect this expression. After the passage of the bill, the lower house was adjourned till 11 a.m. today. The Rajya Sabha has passed the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Amendment Bill 2026. The bill will further amend the Prevention of Insults to National Honour Act 1971. The proposed legislation seeks to give Vande Mataram the same statutory protection as the national anthem Jana Gana Mana. These offences are punishable with imprisonment up to 3 years, a fine, or both. After the passage of the bill, the upper house was adjourned till 11 a.m. today. The government has said that the country became free from left-wing extremism after nearly 6 decades of violence, which was once considered one of the biggest threats to the internal security. In reply to a question in the Rajya Sabha, Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityanand Rai said that this has been achieved with resolute implementation of the National Policy and Action Plan to address left-wing extremism 2015 and the coordinated efforts of centre and state governments. He informed the House that at present no district is categorized as LWE affected. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held a meeting with export promotion councils and industry associations in New Delhi to review measures aimed at strengthening India's export ecosystem. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said the meeting followed discussions on enhancing the country's global competitiveness. During the meeting, the minister reaffirmed the government's commitment to building a stronger, more competitive and future-ready export ecosystem to support India's economic growth and realize the vision of Viksit Bharat. The meeting was focused on leveraging free trade agreements, promoting the Brand India initiative through quality-led exports. In Odisha, heavy rains and rising rivers have triggered a severe flood situation, claiming 4 lives and affecting nearly 4 lakh people. The administration has intensified rescue and relief operations as the flood situation continues to remain critical. Meanwhile, in Assam, the relief and rehabilitation efforts are continuing on a war footing in the worst flood-affected districts of Sivasagar, Golaghat, Charaideo and Jorhat. The India Meteorological Department has forecast extremely heavy rainfall today over Madhya Maharashtra and West Madhya Pradesh. IMD also predicted heavy rainfall over Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Chhattisgarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and Lakshadweep. At the Commonwealth Games, India scripted history in para-athletics by securing a historic 1-2 finish in the men's 100-meter T47 final with Dilip Mahadugavit winning gold and Mohammad Basil Morsinganath claiming silver. The gold was India's third at the Glasgow Commonwealth Games, following Mirabai Chano's victory in the women's 48kg weightlifting event and Sharmila Dhankar's triumph in the women's shot put F57 para-athletics category. Earlier, Murali Sri Shankar became the country's first double medalist in Commonwealth Games with a long jump silver. The other Indian in the competition, Lokesh Satyanathan, finished fifth with a best jump of 7.97 metres achieved in his opening attempt. With this, India's medal tally is 15, comprising 3 gold, 9 silver and 3 bronze. And that is the end of this news bulletin.